meet some of France's artisans preserving their crafts, from the last traditional beret maker to a fan maker whose works have been used by stars like Katy Perry and Lady Gaga.
The object itself is super thin and super light, and that's the tradition of French fan making. Which means you can flutter, which means you can deconnect, which means you can have fun. And I think hand fans are part of dream in life. Make life lighter.
I think creation is always a dialogue. It's a dialogue in between heritage and new trends and in between people. Finding new inspirations and going through the archives and drawings that are some of them 200 years old. So for instance, there's heritage fans with pets that were made for clients at the beginning of the 20th century. And we worked with an illustrator called Marie-Victoire de Bacher, and she made a new version with a very trendy touch that is completely desirable today. I would say the fashion fans are really a way to express the heritage with patterns, a more graphic approach. And the couture fans are a way to challenge the traditional craftsmanship. There are many different aspects and materials at your disposal that you can work with. There's the, what we would say, the frou-frou, as we say in French, a tradition, which is made of fabric and how you can make a fluffy effect and you can have it embroidered, but also painted to create really unique pieces. There's another technique that is very dear to Duvelroy. It's called the feather marquetry.
I came across the path of Duvelroy with my business partner, and I discovered about the great French fan makers. We delved into the antique world of fans, and we had the chance to meet someone called Michel Mignon, who was the inheritor of the Duvelroy heritage. So Duvelroy was not active anymore, but he had kept from his grandfather everything, all the molds, the pleating molds, the actual fans. He showed this to us, and that's when we decided to partner with him to relaunch a new Duvelroy inspired by the heritage of this fabulous maison. This room is where we keep the treasures of the past. It's a heritage room with the archives of the Maison Duvelroy. Here you have a frame that was engraved in the 19th century with a kind of peacock pattern. And all of this comes from a shell. So it's actually several chips of the shell that you cut and blend into each other and then engrave to have something that's straight and that's a stick. And the finesse of these sticks is something that is characteristical about the French know-how. That's the frame. Then you have the leaf. The leaf is the upper part of the fan. This here is a pleated leaf in a metallic tulle. And this is what you use to actually pleat the textile. One by one, when it's inside, you cut what trims out. And tada, you have your leaf. So it's called cold pleating as opposed to hot pleating in couture where you use it in. The language of the fan is a fantastic invention. We found in the archives of the house a little leaflet which was published saying how to use a fan to communicate messages. The biggest challenge of running a hand fan company is that there is not a big market. We're co-creating a market. The biggest challenge is having people want fans.
Duvelroy preserved traditional craftsmanship that was about to disappear in France and is still very, very limited. So it's preserving a craftsmanship but also challenging it. Again, it's not only keeping the heritage, it's how you make the heritage relevant nowadays and for the future.
There's a real need for fans that's been emerging. I really think they can help us disconnect, create fresh, clean air, and that it's an accessory we're going to need again.
Le béret, pour moi, est un produit qui a traversé les âges, qui a coiffé toutes les personnes qui ont été souvent des résistants ou en tout cas des pionniers dans leur pensée. On pense aux révolutionnaires, aux jazzmen, aux bergers, aux stars de cinéma, confectionnés ici en France de la même manière. Tricoter un béret, c'est assez simple. La vraie difficulté, ça va être tout le savoir-faire qui va en découler pour faire en sorte que ce béret soit extrêmement durable. Et ça, ça passe par 20 personnes qui vont chacune faire des gestes différents pour le rendre iconique, ultra durable, intemporel. Pierre Loller, qui était un industriel passionné par le tricotage et notamment le tricotage de la laine. Loller en béarnais veut dire berger, ce qui est un petit rappel à notre ADN en fait. Et pendant 5 générations, c'est la famille Loller et ses descendants qui a dirigé cette usine jusque dans les années 70. Thank you. L'Oler a changé l'industrie du béret en innovant toujours et en gardant ce produit toujours dans l'innovation. Pendant des années, L'Oler fabriquait ses propres machines de tricot qui étaient des machines spécifiques faites par L'Oler pour L'Oler. Ce qui est important et qui est très unique, c'est la passation entre les différentes personnes de ce savoir-faire, le temps long qu'il faut pour former chaque personne, chaque geste, et le fait qu'on mette un point d'honneur à le garder et à ne pas le simplifier. Parce que si on le simplifie, le produit perd de sa beauté. J'ai travaillé pendant 10 ans dans l'informatique avant de reprendre la maison L'Oler qui était en difficulté. Ce qui m'a motivée de reprendre cette maison, c'était le caractère iconique de ce produit. Et pour nous, un bon béret, c'est aussi un béret qui est fait en harmonie avec la nature, qui est fait par des personnes qui sont bien épanouies dans leur travail. Et c'est un produit qui va être beau.
Il n'y a pas un style spécifique pour le béret. On peut vraiment finir tout style avec un béret. Pour porter le béret correctement, on commence par le front et on tire vers l'arrière. Et puis il y a cette partie, le cabillou, qui est emblématique pour ajuster son béret et le positionner un peu sur le côté à la française, par exemple. C'est vraiment chaque personne qui va choisir ce qui lui va le mieux. C'est le symbole national de la France. Donc, bien sûr, c'est le cliché béret baguette, mais ce n'est pas que ça. C'est une partie importante du pays parce que pour moi, c'est un savoir-faire qui représente l'artisanat français.
Le challenge le plus important d'avoir une fabrique de béret, c'est de toujours continuer à innover et à la fois de toujours coller à son savoir-faire et à qui on est. Donc aujourd'hui, le béret est toujours revenu sur le devant de la scène, quel que soit le temps, et on espère qu'il continuera à le faire.
Umbrella is part of the French culture. One of the most iconic umbrella we are making for more than one century is the parapluie de berger. It's really traditional. I think that in France there are only 5 people able to do that, and 4 are working for me. my great-grandfather that created this company. The legacy of Maison Pignerot is quite important because we exist for more than 130 years. I only cooperate with my grandfather, father and mother because my grandfather was working in the 70s, my father was working in the 90s, and I joined in around the year 2010. I made the decision to join this company because I wanted to last this legacy for at least one more generation. And that was really my goal. If you see in the street a Maison Pignerot umbrella, you would recognize it for sure. For a woman, because it's shiny, the color and the design is all around. And for men, it's highly fashionable umbrella, best quality we can find. Pignerot umbrella is a reliable umbrella you will keep for at least 20 years. For example, I still repair umbrella coming from my grandfather. We are the only one to make this frame and to have this fabric, and we put it together. I have no issue to sell this umbrella. My only issue is to make it. It's so long process. The process to make Parapluie de Berger remained exactly the same for the last five generations. When we started in 1984, we were making this umbrella. Today we are doing exactly the same. Every generation in Pignerot make a different job because we have different customer, different expectation, and we adapt to our time. For example, in my generation, we changed to a website, and originally we were umbrella maker only. Now we sell ourselves the umbrella. Of course, we also adapt in our factory the tools. For example, now we print ourselves the design and we cut it with laser. But we keep the same tradition. I want to mix tradition with technology. And the way we produce is also different. My grandfather was making volume as much as possible he can do in one day. Today it's totally different. I want first top quality, so there is no pressure for me to make fast umbrella. I want to have the good umbrella.
Alors, je travaille ici depuis 14 ans. J'ai commencé donc en tant que styliste de parapluie, d'où je viens. Ici, à Aurillac, nous sommes dans la capitale du parapluie. La marque Maison Pignerot a l'avantage d'avoir un savoir-faire ancien. Et moi, j'y apporte une touche un petit peu plus moderne, en fait, avec toutes mes créations, tous mes designs. Ce que je préfère dans mon travail, c'est la diversité. Ce qui fait que je suis libre de proposer autant d'idées que je veux, de la plus classique à la plus folle. Et en termes de créativité, ça me laisse un champ très libre. Donc le style de la Maison Pignerot, sa marque de fabrique, ça va être la couleur et ça va être une diversité de motifs. On va pouvoir avoir aussi bien des motifs fleuris que des motifs géométriques. À chaque saison, je renouvelle les gammes. Donc d'une saison sur l'autre, on n'aura jamais le même modèle, on n'aura jamais le même motif, on n'aura jamais les mêmes couleurs. Tout est nouveau à chaque saison. Donc pour la prochaine collection printemps-été 2023, nous avons deux thèmes. un thème très moderne et très frais avec des couleurs très vives qui s'appelle Illusion. Et on a un second thème qui, lui, est plus tourné vers les tropiques qui va s'appeler Célébration.
The tour is split in three different parts. First one will be a historical part. Second part will be the manufacturing. And the third part is the manufacturing of our top umbrella, which call it the Parapluie de Berger. I made the decision to open the factory to tourists in 2020 because I wanted to share this legacy and this story with my customer. I'm really amazed when I see people with my umbrella. Many people in Aurillac have one because that's a traditional gift. But even when I was working in Tokyo, I found some. I stopped the lady and I just asked her, "Can I take a picture of you? Because that's my umbrella."